Blog Talk Radio.
Believe it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on and open up your mouth and just shout glory, hallelujah. Just thanking God for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's about to do in your life and those in our family and all that you love and concerned about. Will you just shout glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord. Bless his holy name right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the people are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Amen. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We welcome you, Holy Spirit of the living God, right now in this place, in the place where your children are on today. And just have your way. Move mighty, hallelujah. Move in us and on us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come surrendering all over this morning. We're holding nothing. Oh, Lord, we come thanking you for this day, for this is the day that you have made. And we shall rejoice and be glad. And amen. We thank you for new verses and new breaks, oh God. We thank you for the lighting down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Oh, Lord, we thank you, God, that you that have kept us, amen, and not ourselves. We thank you for every beat of our heart, every breath that we take, amen. Lord, we thank you that you're with us, that you'll never leave us or forsake us. And we just want to say thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues of peace, we still can thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Oh, glory to your name, God. Oh, Lord, help us on today. Oh, Lord, fill these your temples with as much Shekinah glory as possible. Oh, Lord, release your warring angels to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way. Saturate the atmosphere. Holy Spirit, we pray that you would quicken us to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer. Amen. Heavenly Father, we bow and worship before you. Oh, Lord, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that out of you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we come to you in humility and fear and in trembling. We come to you in gratitude and love and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior of Nazareth. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, right now to force out, drive out, cast out, cast out Satan and all power, wicked demon, torment, lying, hindering, seducing, perverse, unclean spirits, any evil, strong man, any religious or controlling spirits, all familiar spirits, any spirit contrary to the Holy Spirit, spirits of sickness, disease, infirmities, infection, pains, trauma, shock, aches, arthritis, crippling arthritis, sinusitis, acute sinusitis, any spirits contrary to divine health along with their effects and side effects and things, out of our spirit, mind, will, emotions, ego, libido, imagination, thoughts, in all subconscious areas and physical beings, hallelujah, every object on us, our homes, our cars, lands, our properties, our animals, vehicles, and workplaces, we ask you to bind and cast those evil things in the abyss, deaf, dumb, blind, mute, and unable to gesture, keep them there to their judge and thrown into the lake of fire, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and Lord, we thank you right there, in the name of Jesus Christ, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood covenant, Psalm 91, overthrew and about us, our spirit, mind, will, emotions, ego, libido, imagination, thoughts, and all subconscious areas and physical beings, and all spiritual doors and natural doors, and opening, coming into our lives and properties, the atmosphere above us, around and about us, in our homes, cars, lands, properties, animals, vehicles, and workplaces, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. We come against every attack of Satan and his angels against our life and those in our family. We decree and declare victory over the works of the enemy. Amen. We decree and declare to be destroyed. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you. Oh, Holy Spirit, have your way right now. Oh, Lord, change, oh God, and make us more like you. We come to be changed this morning, Lord. from the inside, oh God. Let change, oh God. If there be any wicked way in us, oh God, let it be exposed right now. And in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we bind ourselves to the blood of Jesus Christ. We want to be constantly aware of the blood of Jesus Christ, miracle working power to restore and heal and to keep us safe. Amen. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ, and we will be aware of how Jesus Christ would have us to think and believe. We do not, hallelujah, want to react out of our own human thoughts when situations arise suddenly. We want to think and act as Jesus would have us to act. We bind our feet to the path of righteousness, and our steps will be steady and true all the day long. Amen. We bind ourselves to the work of the cross in our lives. Amen. So that we will continue to die daily to our own selfish desires and motivations, be more like Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we bind the strong man so that we spoil his household and take back every bit of joy, peace, blessing, and freedom, and every material and spiritual possession that he has stolen from us. Amen. We take them back right now. Amen. We loose the strong man's influence over every part of our body, soul, and spirit. We loose, crush, smash, and destroy every evil device of however you may try to bring into our supper. Hallelujah. Of the husband of the day. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we repent forever every wrong desire, attitude, and pattern of thinking that we have had. Amen. Forgive us, Heavenly Father, for holding on to wrong ideas, desires, behaviors, and habits. According to 1 John 1:9 and John 14:14, we renounce right now, reject these things. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we lose every wrong attitude, pattern of thinking, amen, belief, idea, desire, behavior, and habit we have ever learned. Amen. We lose a strong man around them that would keep us from being completely surrendered to the will of God for our lives. We lose all doubt and confusion from ourselves. We have bound our mind to the mind of Christ, and we lose every wrong thought, evil imagination that would keep us from being in sweet unity with you, Lord Jesus. We bind and loose these things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who has given us the keys to do so. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. It is you, hallelujah, that has saved us by your own blood. We thank you for your shed blood that keeps us, that redeems us, that heals us, that sanctifies us, that makes all things new. And we walk in our newness on today. We decree and declare new beginnings. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, this morning I lift up to you, oh God, your daughter Bernadine, amen, your daughter Brenda Gale, hallelujah, your daughter Bonnie, your daughter Vera, your daughter Sharon, amen, your daughter Carol, hallelujah, your daughter Teresa, hallelujah, your daughter Shonda Dees, amen, hallelujah, your daughter Eliza Jane, your daughter Clarity, oh God, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, in their lives, oh God. Let peace come and reign over every area of life, oh God, their lives, oh God. Let peace come, hallelujah, mighty and strong, oh God. Just take them over, oh Lord, Lord of our comfort. Hallelujah, just comfort them right now, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, when they feel like giving up, amen. When
when they feel like they can't keep going on, oh God. Oh Lord of all comfort, I call upon you to comfort your daughters. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that your peace rests upon them and in them, oh God. Lord, I pray for healing to their bodies, oh God, that you will restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every tissue, every bone. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, make them whole, make them new, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ and all that they're concerned in love. Amen. Right now, oh God, I ask that you move mighty in them and on them, oh God. Oh Lord, divinely intervene in every situation concerning them, oh God. We thank you for restoration has come. Amen. We thank you that healing is coming. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, let joy overtake them right now. Unspeakable joy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. If it had not been for you, Father God, on our side, where would we be this day and this hour? But it's you, Heavenly Father, that has kept us. Amen. That keeps on keeping us. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, anything that's not of you, oh God. Oh Lord, anything that we attached ourselves to, that's not of you, oh God, let it be destroyed. Let it be cut off and destroyed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, make us more like you. Hallelujah, we don't want to look like the world. Hallelujah, you've called us to be set apart and be separated from this world, oh God. Help us to seek you even more, God. Help us to not be tempted by the worldly things and possess the conversation of people of this world. Amen. We decree and declare victory on today over everyone that's in our family, all that we love and concern about right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have received from Jesus Christ the victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, persecutions, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now and in the future. We claim victory and deliverance of all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, vengeance, enchantments, witchcraft prayers, psychic prayers, and spells. We thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious in the power of his might against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities and powers and rules of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We claim our victory and faith through our salvation and his shed blood of all these things. Right now, we decree and declare according to Joel 22, verse 27 through 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And in his holy name we pray, we deliver, we're set free, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We go, God. We go in your name, oh God. Oh Lord, send us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, bless the land of Jerusalem. Oh Lord, bless, oh God, hallelujah. God bless the miracle, God. Lord, bless the children around the world, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, help us, oh God. Help us today. We need your help, Lord. Hallelujah. We need your help, oh Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We need your help, Father God. We can't do anything without you. But we can do all things with you. Hallelujah. For the Bible tells us that with man, hallelujah, it is impossible. But with you, Heavenly Father, all things are possible. And we stand on it today, okay, that we may receive on today. Amen. We stand in your promises of yes and amen. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. We ask you, Lord, to arise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. And we thank you for it, Lord. Lord, I ask, oh God, that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour our blessings upon our lives, that we won't have room enough to receive. Amen. That others will be blessed by the overflow. Lord, surprise us with our blessing on today, oh God, by favor, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for divine unity in this family where the enemy has caused division and separation. Lord, we pray for peace in this family, oh God, that peace will reign over every area of our lives and those in our family. Oh, Lord, we pray, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we will not get in our own way, but we will let you have your way, oh God. Hallelujah, for you are the way, for you are the truth, and you are the life. Amen. Hallelujah. Without you, there is no way. And we just want to say thank you that we will not be deceived. We thank you, Lord God, that you have removed every spiritual blindness from us. You remove every spiritual deafness, oh God. Hallelujah. Every spiritual sleep and spiritual ignorance from us. We thank you for deliverance on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, renew and give us, hallelujah, hallelujah. Renew, hallelujah. We renew and give our total allegiance to you. Lord Jesus Christ, Father God and Holy Spirit, fresh and anew today and for the rest of our lives to do your work, to do your will and to obey you at all times. We give our life and all that we are to you, oh God. We give our life that it is in a living sacrifice unto you, which is a reasonable service. Our reasonable service is first and foremost, all that we would be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Heavenly Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in Jesus Christ's holy name, we commit our life and all that is in it to you, Lord God, to do your good works and to have and amen, to be in your total desire, your will, and presence, that we will and we are and will be transformed into your total likeness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, come, Lord Jesus Christ. Take your rightful place in and through and about our lives, amen. We give our life to you, Lord God, for eternity. We ask you, Lord, to bind all that we are to all that you are, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we pray for the loss of this world, that this very day and this very hour, that you would thrust the right labors across their life, that they may receive your word in such a way. Those that have been laid astray, oh God, they will rededicate their life back to Christ, amen. And those that have not known, oh God, that they will, hallelujah, surrender all and receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Lord, on today, oh God, we pray for the sick and shady, and that you will send your word, oh God, and that they shall be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray for those that are mourning, that we can decree and declare by faith that we could have done for a night, but joy has come this morning. Lord, we call upon you, Lord, of our comfort, to comfort them right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, that you will wipe every tear from their eye, oh God, and that joy will come, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Lord. We decree and declare all is well with us. And then we are blessed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory. Father God, we thank you for divinely intervening and turning every situation around for our good, even before it, hallelujah, even before we experience it, even before it comes. Oh God, we thank you that you remove every attack of the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, he kababashata. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you bless us and those in our family and loved ones and all that we're concerned about in our going and coming on today. Those of us that will be traveling on the road or are traveling right now, amen, we pray traveling grace and mercy. Lord, we pray that you, hallelujah, let us receive, hallelujah, traveling grace and mercy to and from, Father God. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our homes, all that's in it, over every vehicle, form of transportation that we may take on today, of those in our family and loved ones may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in it, around about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread, amen, everywhere our head may lay, amen. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and protects us, amen, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And we thank you for, Lord, we bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, you are so good. You're better than good. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare that we are blessed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it. We bless your holy name. Oh, Lord, you did it all. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things that fail. Promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, family. Come on, amen.
Glory. God be the glory, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're not going to let nothing get away. You got to follow
regardless of how the evil people, you gotta rush up.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ, because you have the power and the authority to do so, the Bible says, resist the devil and he shall flee. My ye come, my bush.
Yes, hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
All you got to do is receive it. Will you receive the victory for
your soul? Yes, we receive it. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, receive it. Receive it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You ain't got to complain about it.
Just
receive the victory on today.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
yes,
Lord.
Walk in victory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory. He want to deafen your ears so you can hear that the victory is already won. He want to blind your eyes. Yes, Lord. But I'm here today. Mm-hmm. Remind you, it's already one. I'm here today to help you here, to help you see it, to open up your mouth and keep
Lord.
Can't thank him enough. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, Andrew Ernestine. We love you. We thank God for you. So good. So good to hear your voice this morning. Oh, we just thank God for you. I tell you, I can't thank God enough. And I say this all the time, and I will always say it. As long as we're on this line, every time I see you on here, I say, let go, Andrew Ernestine. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you feeling?
Good morning, family. Good morning, Tawanika. God be the glory. We're doing good. My mom and I both are getting over a runny nose and a little cold, but to God be the glory. We're both doing well.
Thank God for one more time. Yes, Lord. God bless you both. We love you. Thank God for you. Glad you all are feeling better. Amen. So good to hear your voice on the line this morning. Know that God has kept you.
Amen.
Ain't we with you and our family. So hallelujah. God, we thank you.
Amen.
All praise to the Lord, God, our Heavenly Father. Amen. Amen. Cousin Bridie, Cousin Bonnie and Avery, God bless you. Welcome.
Amen.
How you doing? How y'all doing? Amen.
Good morning. Good morning, family.
Good morning.
We're doing good. We're doing good. How's everybody?
Good. We're doing great.
Amen.
And I'm glad to be back on the line.
Yes, we're glad to have you back on the line.
I'm doing good.
Amen.
Amen. So good to hear your voice, Amir and everybody. We love y'all both so much. We missed y'all last week. I was making sure. I was like, call right now before we go any further.
They did.
Somebody call who has some number.
Right away.
Yes. My mom was saying, I'm going to get her to beat her to it. I said, I don't care. Y'all just bear with me, please. We're going to call Cousin Bonnie, because she normally and Avery is on the bus.
I don't care if I have to go next door to the neighbors. I'm gonna get on this line when I can. You know that. So
we're gonna make sure too. We'll make sure you're trying not to get on the boarding. Yes,
no, I was gonna be on here. I don't care if I was where I was. Amen. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for checking
us.
Amen. Love you too.
Amen.
Amen.
Bible Sarah Gord, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
God bless you, everyone
God
on the phone
you.
This morning. And I can say good morning because this is the day that the Lord has made and we shall rejoice.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Because I had this cold, me and Miss Moore, but thank God we are doing better. I'm sitting tired of her bed today, letting her listen at the prayer line this morning. Because
Amen.
Only
Amen.
We know God is a healer. And we just
yes,
trust
yes.
in God.
Amen.
We love you. We definitely
Amen.
Thank God for you. We missed you on the line. So good to hear your voice. I called
mm-hmm.
you during the week and I couldn't get you, so I'm so glad that you're on the line. If you check your
oh,
voice,
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
God
Amen.
Bless you. God keep you both over
God
there.
Bless
we love
you,
you
baby.
So much. We thank God for
I love you, too, Tapanika. I love you, Tapanika.
I love you, too. God bless
okay.
you. Amen. Mama, tell God bless you, Mama. God bless you. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? And
I
how you doing?
I thought you were going out that way.
Good morning from Houston, Texas, all the way to Louisiana. It's such a beautiful
Amen.
Day this morning.
Yes,
and glad to hear all y'all on the line because he saw fit for you too. Amen.
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 God bless you, Mama. Love you. I thank God for you. So good to hear your voice.
Amen.
I think I talked to you now one day this week, but God bless you. If I did, I don't remember. Love you. Thank God for you.
Amen.
Cousin Aretha, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been? God bless
I'm
you.
I'm blessed. I'm feeling good in my body.
And tell Mama you got Inan on the phone too. She always talking about Houston, Texas, and Louisiana. Tell her Inan on the phone too. But we still love each other. And I thank the Lord.
I knew that was coming one day. That Indiana. See, I was in Houston. We got Indiana on the phone. We got, I think, somebody in Mississippi. Amen. God bless you. Cousin Dorita, we love you. Way out in Indiana. We got so much, and we thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Eliza, thank God. Bless you. Welcome. How you doing? And how you doing?
Good morning, family. Good morning.
Good
morning.
Good morning.
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Thank God for that. I have somebody here working on appliance at my house, so I'll be in and out. I'm going to try to stay on as long as I can, but it's good to be back on the line.
Yes.
I'm doing good. Praise God. Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen.
So good to hear your voice on the line. We definitely missed you, but we're so glad to have you. When I saw your number pop up, I said, oh, Aunt Liza Jane is back. Oh, we love you so much, Aunt
Well,
I had
something going on this morning, but I said, I got to get on this line, even if I'm in and out.
Amen. Cousin Sean Denise, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been? We miss you. Welcome.
Good
back.
Morning, family. Good morning.
Good
I am
morning.
Just humbled to be back on here the last 2 weeks. Two weeks we were traveling for the funeral in Houston, and last week I was traveling for my mom's 90th birthday. So I am blessed and thankful. Renegade, happy belated birthday to you and Bernstein. I was so anxious of getting your card out and forgot to call you. But I am thankful. I am humbled. And I praise God, Kavanika. Every time I pray concerning you, I thank God that Prince and Ellen Mack has showed us love, and you continue to show us the love that we're supposed to have for God and the love that we have for each other. So I don't just say that I pray for you. I pray for you. And I am so thankful that I was able to see my aunt Aunt Vera, just to see how good she looked and everything else, and to see my mom, Classy. And God is so good, and God is a healer. And I'm just thankful, and God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, too. We love you. Man. We thank God for it. It's always so good to hear your voice and see you on the line.
Amen.
I'm just so grateful. I'm sure everyone on the line is, too. It's such a blessing to have all of you on the line.
Amen.
Each and every Saturday God has given us. So I always announce the day, because we just, a day we have never seen, that we could not count for ourselves. Only God can count us. Oh, hallelujah. Count us worthy of this day. So I just thank God for
each and every
one of you family members. I love you all so much. Amen. God bless you. God keep your cousin Sean Denise. Hallelujah,
Amen.
Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Well, good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am good. I am good. Glory to God for healing. I had COVID, but I'm good now.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm giving glory all to God. I got another month. I made it to another month. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for you. One of my favorite children. Amen.
Yes.
God bless you. I love you. I thank God for you. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. And I'm doing good, family. I'm doing great. And I'm in a place of gratefulness. God is moving mighty in my life in such a way, spiritually, amen. Realizing, and I just encourage you all today not to look at the natural, amen, but learning how to operate in the supernatural, not looking at with the natural eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thank God for what's moving in my life spiritually, which counts in the end. So I'm just so rich in the Spirit of God, and I just pray that God will continue to move mighty in each of us in such a way that you would just step back and just be in awe of the things of God, amen, that you would seek God even more. While we still have time. So I'm just so grateful. And I thank God for turnaround. Amen. The peace that God has given me. Hallelujah. Even on the job that I'm taking on, my Lord, my God, that was trying
Amen.
To rob me of peace. But I thank God for the peace that I prayed
mm-hmm.
for in that position, to stay in
yes,
position
yes.
to God tell me to move. So I just thank God again for you all for being on the line and allowing God to use you for me. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, so God bless, God keep, and may God continue to strengthen you and show you the way, the only way, the only truth and the life. Amen. Hallelujah. So this morning we're going to have our scripture reading, amen, which is going to come from the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 through 24. That's Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 through 24. Hallelujah. Did I read
Amen.
It? Hallelujah. Yes. What version of the Bible are you coming out of?
NIV.
Yes. You have a New King James Version Bible?
Or
a King James Bible so everybody can follow you.
King James Version, American Edition.
Hold on, let me get the baby. What is that baby doing? Matthew chapter
6,
verse 19 through 24.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew
19
through 24.
Amen.
What verse coming out of it? It says on my phone. Hold on, because I lost you.
Go ahead, I'll go right after you. Go ahead and read it.
American.
Matthew 6, 19 through 24. Go ahead.
Treasure in heaven. But it says Luke.
Matthew chapter 6.
Yeah,
verse 19 through 24.
Lay down.
Not Luke. Matthew.
No, I got it on my phone. Let me grab my paper.
I'm going to read it today. I know you want to read it. I'll call you. You can read it to me then.
I'll do next week.
Amen.
Okay. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 through 24, the Bible says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth
mm-hmm.
and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasure, hallelujah, in heaven.
Yes.
My Lord, my God, whether neither moth nor rust destroys and whether thieves do not break in and steal, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The lamp of the body
Amen.
Is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye
mm-hmm.
is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in
mm-hmm.
you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Verse 24
mm-hmm.
says, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate
yeah.
the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot.
Amen.
I want to take a good look at what the Bible says here. It says, if therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great
mm-hmm.
is that darkness? There is a light that's in you, but is that light, is it darkness?
Mm-hmm.
My Lord, my God. We thank God for the word
Amen.
On today. Amen. Just understanding the scripture a little bit more as we go deep into the scripture. Understanding laying up treasures in heaven is not limited to tithing, but it is accomplished by all acts of obedience to God. There is a sense, I want us to understand, in which giving our money to God work is like investing in heaven. But our intention should be to seek the fulfillment of God's purposes in all we do. Amen. Not merely what we
mm-hmm.
do with our money. I want us to understand spiritual vision here in verse 22 and 23. Spiritual vision is our capacity to see clearly what God wants us to do and to see the world from his point of view. Amen. But this spiritual insight can be easily clouded. Self-serving desires, interests, and goals block that vision. Serving God is the best way to restore it. A good eye is one that is fixed on God and God alone. Amen. That's seeking God and to do God's will. Amen. Not the will of man. Amen. Not the will of self, but God's will. Jesus says in verse 24, no one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Jesus says we can have only one master. We live in this material world, this society that's based on materialism, how much you can get of this and how much money can we make. Hallelujah. I want us to understand to serve money. They spend all their lives collecting and storing it up only to die and leave it behind. Their desire for money and what we can buy for our ways, their commitment to God and spiritual matters. Whatever you store up, I say, whatever you store up, you
say
will spend months of your time and energy thinking about it. Don't fall into the materialistic trap, because the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Can you honestly say that God and not money is your master? I was talking to my niece, I believe, yesterday or this morning. I said, you know, when money is your master, you'll be constantly seeking and seeking, and that'll be your main. You rise up early to get it. You go to bed late trying to get it. Your mind is fixed, and your whole plan is to get more money, to make more money, to store more money up, and not the things of God. You have made money your master. One says it's an act which will occupy more of your thoughts, time, and efforts. Hallelujah. We wrap up here. Jesus contrasted heavenly earthly realm. When he explained that our first loyalty should be to those things to do and that do not fade away, amen, that are not fade and cannot be stolen or used up and never wear out. We should not be fascinated with our possessions. These, they possess us. This means we may have to do some cutting back. Hallelujah. We may have to do some cutting back if our possessions are becoming too important to us. Jesus is calling for a decision that allows us to live contently with whatever we have, because we have chosen what is eternal and lasting. Glory to God. I remember when God called me to ministry, it was 40 days of fasting and 40 days with God and wilderness experience. I didn't go to nobody's job. I didn't put on any shows. I said, God, whatever you have for me to receive, Lord, whatever you want to do with me, here I am, Lord. If I got to be out on the corner, God, with nothing, oh, God, hallelujah, as long as I have you, hallelujah. You, when you get to that point, it's that, God, whatever it is. Whatever you want to, because I belong to you. I'm a slave to your doing. I'm a slave to righteousness. Amen. Not a slave to sin of this world. Hallelujah. To do what God has called me to do, and understanding I was not made for just myself. I was not just made for me. Made to do what I want to do. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, Father God, I pray, oh God, that we will seek ye first, your kingdom. Oh, Lord, that we would rise up seeking you, that we would lay down seeking you, that we would seek you throughout the day, oh, Lord. And, Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of your word. And it's my prayer that we all are the doers of the word of God, being spiritually rich, amen, strong in the spirit of God, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, of God, we pray to God for the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you all. God bless you. At this time, we'll have our prayer petition. Amen. But first of all, my niece Twan just came on the line here. We want to welcome her. God bless you. Welcome, Twan. How you doing and how you been?
Hi, Twan.
Good morning, family. Good morning. I am feeling
good. Good morning.
I got on late. My alarm didn't go off, or I didn't hear it, but then I looked at the time and I realized what time it was, so I just had to get on here, see how my family was doing, but I'm doing great. I'm blessed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. I was definitely looking for you this morning and said, where's Twanji? We're still asleep. You said we're going to get some rest. You said, we thank God. You waited. Amen. You jumped on the back of the bus and there is Twan in the back window. Somebody open up the back door and let Twan in.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you. Lisa, we love you. We thank God for you. Amen.
I love you.
Amen. This time we're going to have our prayer petition. Amen. Oh, Lord. We're going to start with Abraham.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If y'all don't mind, before we get started, just give me just one moment here. I want to play this one song before we go into our prayer petition. Okay, y'all? I've just been led to play this song. I've just been led to play this song. Amen. So if you can bear with me right now. Hallelujah.
Come on, right now. Can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths. and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody.
Yes.
Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, God.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Ooh, thank you, Lord.
That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Come on, I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in and we receive. We receive your joy. We enter in. Oh, yeah. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me. Yes, you did, Lord. Way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you, Lord. I'm gonna lift you up. Yes, I will. I magnify your name, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Look at two or three people and say, I got to praise him. The people said I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
The prayers of went forth, amen, and receive the prayers that have went forth, amen, with faith that it is done, and healing has taken place, and deliverance has taken place, and joy has come, amen, peace is still, amen, that God has divinely intervened, hallelujah, and turned it all around for our good, if you just believe it and receive it on today, amen. We're going to start with our Bernadette, God bless you, go ahead.
Yes. Thank you for that beautiful song. I enjoyed it.
Amen.
I thank you for a loving family like my family, for all my friends, all my sisters and brothers, my nieces and nephews, my cousins, just everybody. In the holy, mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you. God keep you. Father God, we lift up our inverted things to you, your daughter. And Lord, we thank you, God, as she's offered the praise of thanksgiving. Amen, Lord God, that you will move mighty in her life and all that she loves and concerned about, Father God. Let joy come, oh God, hallelujah. Let restoration come, amen. Oh, Lord, we pray that you will continue to be her strength, be our strength, and all that she loves and concerned about right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that, Lord, we pray for long life, amen, wholeness and newness of life, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that a natural vigor would not diminish, oh God. Let her not be feeble, oh God, only but strong in your word, oh God, strong in you, Lord, do a new thing in and for right now. We pray and ask in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for, Lord, and it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen.
God be the
amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, and Bernadette, we love you, and we thank God for you.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Cousin Linda Bell and Auntie Ruth, may God bless you. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory.
I just want to thank God. I just can't thank him enough for all his blessings, all his healing power. I know my mom wasn't feeling well. Neither was I. But she never stopped eating. She never stopped eating. I would remind her, I'm like, you a Mackey girl. You a Mackey girl. Them Mackey girls tough, aren't they, Ma? And she'd be like, yes, we are. Yes, we are. I say, y'all made out of some. Y'all made out of some good stuff. Some good stuff. So to God be the glory. My husband is better. I'm better. My mom is better. So to God be the glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just praise him, magnify him, glorify him, lift him up. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That you continue to give, oh God, that you continue to wake in our sleeping spirits, oh God, oh Lord, that we can receive from you. Oh, today, Lord, we lift up your daughters, amen, and Lord, we pray that you just keep on strengthening, oh God, continue to bless them with life and life
Lord.
And abundance.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh God, all that you have done, testifying your goodness in the land of the living. And
yes.
We just want to say thank you. Thank you for the victory,
yes.
Oh God, that they have done. Because you have done it all.
Yes.
Amen. And we just want to say thank you. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Hallelujah. That you are blessed. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
Oh, glory.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, just continue praying for our health and strength over here, and just continue praying for all of us, my family. And I just thank God as a wonderful God for everything he's doing for us.
Yes,
and humbling my heart. So,
yes, Lord. Amen. 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 Amen.
speak those off
okay.
the plate.
Let us pray as we lift to you all up. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for every prayer for this hour.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Your daughter.
Lord,
your word says, yeah, while we're still speaking, while we're still praying, you're already answered. Lord, we thank you right now for answered prayers. If you have heard the prayers of your daughter, oh God, for wholeness, oh God, for good health and strength, oh God, hallelujah, the strength that cometh from you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that you release your healing grace and your healing anointing, oh God. Oh, Lord, that she may be healed and made whole, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we pray for your peace, oh God, to reign in her and over, oh God. Oh, Lord, make a hallelujah, peacemaker that she would pursue peace always, amen.
Yes, Lord.
And we just want to say thank you. We pray the life of the end of a mother, God, hallelujah, life even more, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that she may have a renewed mind, amen.
Yes, right now,
even as she lays asleep, oh God, hallelujah, that her mind is being renewed, oh God, stayed on you, oh God, that you're doing a new work in her, even at this age and time. And we just want to say thank you that we can decree that all is well with her, amen. All is well with your children, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. And it's in Jesus' Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen, and amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. God keep you both. We love you.
Thank you.
We thank God for you.
Ooh, yes,
amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Mama Karen Gordon, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. I really
enjoyed
that song because it taught my body. And I felt
the
spirit of that song. And I would love for you to send me that song in the name of Jesus. And
yes, I will.
God to do, keep his arms around you because you got more work to do and you got so much power. Power in your mouth and in your words. And I just love to hear you. And continue to pray for Miss Olamo and Miss Sam and myself. And continue to pray for everybody on the phone.
Yes.
Because like everybody on the phone need a healing from God. And we have
to
keep our minds focused on God for that healing with God.
Yes, ma'am.
And Captain,
I'm going to
call you about that song, okay?
I will send it to you. Lord, we thank you for the life and the health and the peace of your daughter Sharon to say, oh God, as she's petitioned for those in herself, oh God, Lord, we ask that you move mighty, oh God, in her and on them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and in the Father God, and anything that's not of you, oh God, let it be uprooted and cast down right now. Anything that's causing any sickness, any pain, discomfort, right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come against every infirmity, affliction, and virus, known and unknown to me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, we speak health and healing right now. We speak the victory of God. Amen. We command you, hallelujah, to cease your works and die at the root and cut out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. And Lord, we pray that you will fill these, your temples, with your Shekinah glory. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, bless the food and the water that they give, oh God, that it will help you bring healing to their body. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you for the God, for the turnaround. Thank you for the victory. Thank you that it is so and it shall be the other way because you commanded. Amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah, God. And we thank you for
hallelujah.
God for your word says, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you have done, oh God. No man can tell you, take away or add to it, Lord. And we just want to say thank you. We just
thank
stand
you,
the prayer.
Lord.
Hallelujah, that it is so in Jesus Christ's holy name. To God be the glory.
Name.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Mama. God bless you. Go ahead, Mama. Bless you, Lord. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead. Oh, me? Okay. My prayers, I'm not asking God for nothing. I'm just grateful. He already knows. He knows what I'm going through and what I need. So I'm just being thankful. I like to say a prayer for Tawan Mackey Jr. I think he leaves on the 2nd. Going to confirm that. Pray for his journey. He's going on to the. Pray for him. as you take that trip on plane, I think the second. Amen.
Amen, amen. We thank God.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you that you're all seeing, all knowing, everywhere. God, oh God, it's you, oh God, that gives us the spirit of life, Father God. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God, that you remember us
thank
on today.
You.
Amen. Hallelujah. As you
thank
remember
you,
us, oh God, that we remember to seek you early. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we lift up your better character. You just say, oh God, knowing that you know all things that's concerning, all that you're concerned about, oh Lord. Oh Lord, help us to cast every care and concern.
Help
hallelujah.
Help
at your feet, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, that change will come on the inside. Amen. Bringing healing to our body and restoration, oh God, to all part of her life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We just create a time with all faith on today that eyes have not seen, the ears have heard, the incidents of the hearts of man, the plans that God has for your life. As you surrender over, God will give you even more. He will show you even more. Doors will open up for you, amen, that no man can shut, amen. Doors of blessing, doors of healing, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray and lift up Calhoun Jr. on today, oh God, as he journey in this life, oh God. Lord, we pray that you would go before him, oh God. Hallelujah. Be his guard and rear of God, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Kathy and Warren angels around him, protecting him from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over him right now. And we declare to have the blood of Jesus Christ answer for him, amen, and covers him and protects him, amen. And no weapon formed against him shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against him in judgment, you shall condemn. We declare to have victory over his life, amen, over this journey, that he'll come back a new man of God, amen. He will not just come back a man of the color of the Marines, but he will come back a man of God, filled with the Holy Spirit of God, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that he would speak your word, oh God, hallelujah, with the power and authority, hallelujah, the confidence of the Holy Ghost. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Lord.
Thank you.
Listen,
Jesus
Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you, Mama. I love you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen, amen. Cousin Dorita, I bless you. Go ahead.
First of all, I'd like to thank God because we had a storm come through here last night. But thank the Lord that he missed us, but it wasn't too far from me that the storm tore up. And I thank the Lord for just taking care of us, Father. And I thank the Lord that that we be on the line every night praying with my sister and Pastor Brown. And I thank the Lord that I have grew strong in Christ, and I want you all to pray for me that
amen.
I continue to get strong in Christ. And I want everyone to pray for everyone on the line, and I thank the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen, amen. Yes, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for the life, help, and strength of your daughter, Dorita, oh God, now that she's petitioning prayer this morning. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you move mighty, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, keeping her and those in her family, oh God. Oh Lord, to continue to be her strength, her way, her truth in life, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for family, oh God. Hallelujah. And Lord, we ask that you would just continue to bless her. She grows stronger in your word, oh God, seeking you more, oh God. Hallelujah. Not just seeking you, but finding you, Father God, and receiving from you all that you have for her. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That you will understand and know it's not over, oh God, hallelujah, because you have more for us. You have more for her, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you for your goodness. We decree and declare that goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, Dorita. And we thank you for it, Lord.
Amen.
And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Amen,
amen,
amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Cousin Dorita, we love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Ain't a lot of things. God bless you. Go ahead. Amen. Thank you.
Yeah, I want you want to ask prayer for Shay and Sonia and Yuri, that the Lord will help them to heal and give them peace from losing Tanya. And I also want to ask a special prayer for Angela, Bonnie's daughter. We went by to see Vera and Angie. Really helps her mom with Vera, and she's so sweet and kind. So I'm just asking you to pray for her and help her to be stronger. That is my prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I have Angela's name written down to pray for her this morning. And so we thank God that God placed in your heart to lift her up. And we just touch and agree right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ and all that you petition on today, Father God, we come into agreement with your daughter, Lord God, and we ask in Jesus' name that you'll move mighty in every situation concerning your daughter and all that she's concerned about, Father God, as she's come, oh God, and cast every care, oh God, and worry, oh God, hallelujah, at your feet, oh God, that you'll work miracles in the life of all that you lift up today, Shay and Sonia and Yuri, oh God, and Angela, oh God, that you'll do a mighty work in them, oh God, and for them bringing peace, joy, and happiness, oh God, and unity in the mighty name of Jesus Christ like never before, God. Lord, do a new thing, oh God, Lord, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, it's our prayer, oh God, that all will come to you and receive, amen, right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your goodness, oh God, for your word said that you will not withhold any good thing from your children, and we are your children. They are your children. Oh, Lord, let your goodness overflow and take them. Amen. Let your goodness overflow and take them. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare there's nothing that the devil can do about it but just see. Amen. And watch from afar. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I decree and declare Psalm 91 through and about us all. And I thank you for that.
And it's in Jesus Christ's name. Thank
God be the glory. Amen.
First, I want to thank God for you that we continue to lift you up and that you do what God has you to do in your ministry. Another thing is I want to ask a special blessing on my daughter, Shantae. Just keep strengthening her and that weapons may form, but they won't prosper. Another prayer request is for my beautician, Rochelle. She's in the hospital with bone cancer, but I'm a living witness that I know that God can heal. And just for everyone on the call, for us taking out the time to lift up the name of Jesus. So I'm just thankful.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. We thank God for you, Cousin Sean Denise. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and let me come, oh God, in agreement, oh God, such an agreement all that your daughter's petitioned this morning in faith, oh God, that a mighty move will come, oh God, in her life and all that she lift up in prayer today, oh God, trusting you and you alone, hallelujah, to do all things that you can do, all things but fail. So, Lord, as she's lift up her daughter, oh God, hallelujah, lift up her hairstylist, oh God, Rochelle and Shantae, oh God, let a mighty work be done in them, oh God. Let them receive a blessing that cometh from heaven, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus. Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for deliverance right now and healing, oh God, hallelujah, that healing will spring forth in the life of your daughter right now. We command cancer, hallelujah, to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command healing to take its place right now, amen. Let healing radiate through our whole body. We decree and declare victory over right now, amen. We decree and declare the victory is won over the enemy, hallelujah, that's operating in her, hallelujah. We decree and declare right now, even as we pray, oh God, that you've answered our prayers, amen. Concerning your daughter, Lord, Cheryl, concerning your daughter's son, God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, that by faith, hallelujah, let us receive it, oh God.
Hallelujah.
We come by faith that they may be healed. We come by faith that they may be blessed and delivered and set free and protected. Our
hallelujah.
And we just want to say
thank you,
hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen.
Love you. Love you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Jamel, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
My prayer is that I get help with changing my mindset and my appetite, that I crave the word. I crave to get up and pray like I did before.
Yeah.
And I want to tell my husband that he has the same from, as me, my children. I pray with my household, for my cousins, my siblings, my mom, you, mom. That I am able to be everything that God has called me to be.
Yeah.
to have the correct mindset to even accomplish those things.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You've prayed it. Amen. We agree with it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now it's just time for you to believe it and receive it. Amen. Father God, we thank you.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter, God. And she's come on today, oh God. Hallelujah. That she may have a closer relationship with you, oh God. That she may go deeper, oh God, in your word. Amen. Hallelujah. That she may commune with you, oh God, throughout the day and all the days of her life, Father God. Lord, and that for her husband as well, oh God. We speak, oh God, for him being the fruit of the Spirit. Amen, that he will operate according to your will, oh God, that he will seek after righteousness, amen, even right now, God, that he will rise up, oh God, early in the morning, God, seeking you to find you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ to receive from you, that he may stand firm in his position as a man of God and being the head of his house and the priest of his home, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, give us a mindset, oh God, to seek you even more, amen. Lord, we pray for restoration right now. Holy Spirit of God, fill her fresh, she's been emptied. Fill her fresh Holy Spirit. Renew her. Renew the fire within her. Renew the zeal, the passion, and the desire to serve you, Heavenly Father. Yeah. Renew her Holy Spirit. Refresh her, Lord God, I pray, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, incubate her with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. We come against every power burning in your life. We command it to be broken and destroyed right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Wherever the devil has put limitations that you would not have the power of God on your life, we break and destroy those limitations right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, Lord, let it be healed from out there. Lord, heal every area of our life from that spirit and backside and hurt. Pain, disappointment, the limitations, Lord, heal us completely. I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. We decree and declare, hallelujah, you shall not stumble, amen. You shall not fall, amen. Hallelujah, but you will hold on to God's everlasting hand, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare, as you're hoping to receive right now, the power to mount up on wings like eagles in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. I decree and declare, I say that you will not be a missed arrow, but you shall be an arrow that goes well and accomplish its mission. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. That you will walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Knowing that God is for you. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. I call you blessed. I call your marriage blessed. I call your children blessed. Your finances, your health. Amen. All that you have is blessed. Business is blessed. All that you seek out to do for God, blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ, your mother blessed, your grandmother blessed, all that's a part of you blessed. And that you are blessing your family, a blessing to nation, a blessing to anyone that you come in contact with. And we just want to say thank you. That they will always see the God in you. Amen. Hallelujah. Before they see you, they will see the God that's in you. And we thank you for it, Lord. And in Jesus' Christ's holy name that we pray to God. We have to pour into our young folks because they will be the ones that will be leading, this world. It's so important that we pour into our youth and our young men and women of this family. Amen. So God bless you. It's a great point.
Amen.
God bless you. We love you, Jamaica. I love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Amen. Juan, God bless you. Go ahead.
To God be the glory. My prayer petition is that as we're praying and as we have the faith to come to God with our prayer petition, that we have the belief that God will and can perform miracles. And I just pray that we may surrender, and that the old us may die, and that we may be born again each and every day, no matter how old we are, no matter how young we are. I pray that we are able to recognize the attacks on the enemy, on our minds, on our bodies, on our health, on our spirits, and I just pray that we come out quickly once we recognize it. I pray that we know that we have the power to pray against it, and we don't have to wait. I thank you, God, that we're able to come in agreement right now and come against anything that could be working
against us.
I thank you that we're able to come against. Right now, we're able to come together and put prayers up in the air and do what we are to do here on earth, and that it may store up our treasures up in heaven. And I thank you that it may be for generations and generations and generations and generations to come. I pray, God, continue to renew our strength each and every day. Each and every
day.
Lord, I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
Thank you.
And it is done. I thank you, God, for the victory. I thank you, God, for the victory. In the name of Jesus, I declare us blessed. I declare us healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And that is my prayer for today.
Well,
amen. We come in agreement
and
we set in agreement. We come in agreement right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, that all that she's petitioned in prayer on today, Father God, Lord, we ask that you move mighty, oh God. Oh Lord, by faith, oh God, your word says that we cannot please you without faith. We're not just sounding off words, oh God. We're coming in faith on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ with every prayer petition that it may be answered according to your will, Father God. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we know, God, that you want us to be blessed. We know that you want us to be healthy. We know that you want us hallelujah, to live stress-free, amen, sickness-free, disease-free. Oh, Lord, so right now, by faith, we receive our healing. We receive our deliverance, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we receive the way, amen, which is Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, we just want to say thank you.
Take
your place on the throne of our lives.
Yes, Lord.
And have your way in us, amen. And we thank you for, Lord, we thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter, Twan. Lord, we ask that you will continue to pour into her, God, that she will seek you even more, amen. Hallelujah, that she will open herself up to receive from you all the days of her life, amen. Hallelujah, not just in this time, but in all time that you give. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We decree and declare it is well with you and your soul. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you. My prayer petition, my prayer has already been forth. By faith, I receive it. Amen. It's already turned around. Amen. It's already done. Amen. Hallelujah. My name is already written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. Hallelujah. Your name is already written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
Your sins are forgiven. Amen. Hallelujah. You have been delivered. Amen. You have been redeemed. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says that the redeemed say so, and we are redeemed. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, if you have redeemed us, you have set us free. Amen. So we are redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. That's another shout about right now. Amen. If you just thank God, if we could just thank them together on this line as we get ready to wrap up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Let us pray. I will be praying prayers for the glory of Lebanon to be upon our life and those in our family this morning. And then we'll wrap up with the pastor's blessing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you, O God, for answered prayers on today, O God, that every prayer petition that went forth, every prayer that's went forth, O God, that you already answered, that you're already moving, O God. And we just want to say thank you, O God. Lord, we come believe.
Lord,
we ask that you help us with our unbelief. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we lift up our Aunt Classy on today. We lift up Angela, O God. We lift up our cousin Kim, O God. And Lord, we pray that you will continue to bless them. We pray your hedge of protection around them. Amen. We lift up our husband, our children, every last one of my children. And grandchildren, church family, neighbors and friends, oh God, every cast member, oh God, all that you have connected to me, oh God, all that you call me, oh God, for, oh Lord, I ask for a mighty great blessing in their life on today, oh God, that you will surprise them with our goodness and favor, oh God, that healing will come. I pray for miracles of healing, oh God, right now, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for everyone that's in our family and all that we love and concerned about, what the doctor said, no, oh God, that you say yes, oh God, what the doctor's calling them out, oh God, that you will count them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. The doctor said there's no cure. The end is here, God, that you will say no. Hallelujah. That you are the cure. You are the Father, answer, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. With a doctor, we don't know what it is. We haven't found out what it is. We've never seen anything like this, oh God, that you would just step in, oh God, that you would send your word, oh God, and heal it with praying forth, oh God, that knowledge would come, oh God, to men and know, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you will, hallelujah, reveal the hidden treasures, oh God, to your children, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, I pray for a heavenly blessing from above, amen, on the life that all that's on the line that have an ear to hear and receive on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that would take the time, oh God, and just thank you for the air that we breathe, amen. All of the flowers that bloom, the trees that grow, amen. The animals that run around, oh God, and even for our life and those in our family, oh God, that we don't take anything for granted, that we can lie down and rest in you at night, knowing that you're with us, amen. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, I pray right now that the glory of Lebanon come into our life, according to Isaiah 35:2, that the ecstasy of the cedars of Lebanon come into our life and those in our family. We receive the majesty of Lebanon because we are in the kingdom of God. Let us grow and be strong as the cedars of Lebanon. Let the beauty of Lebanon be upon our life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let us ascend to the heights of Lebanon and live in your high place, oh God. Let us have the strength of the cedars of Lebanon, that the fruitfulness and the abundance of Lebanon be upon our life, oh Lord. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let the glory of Lebanon be released from the building of your temple, the church, oh God. Lord, you created Lebanon for your glory, and it is a symbol of the majesty of your kingdom. Let the reality of Lebanon be released into our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let us be as a tree of Lebanon. And let us stand strong because of your blessing. Let our waste places become like the abundance of Lebanon. Let the river of God flow from your holy mountain and water and land. And let us become like Lebanon, oh God. Let the mountain glories of Lebanon, oh God, right now come into our life and those in our family. Let the rain fall upon our life and let us grow like the trees of Lebanon. We will clap our hands and praise you. We will rejoice. Let the trees of Lebanon straight forth right now. Let even our poles be scented like the cedars of Lebanon, according to Song of Solomon 4:11. Let the streams of Lebanon flow into our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, according to Song 7:4-15. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare your goodness right now. And we receive it by faith. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us, all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for you. Family, next Saturday we won't be on the line, but you're welcome to come to the line to get the message that will be pre-recorded for you. But I will not be on the line next Saturday, but there will be a pre-recorded message and prayer for you. Amen. So it is Easter weekend. Hallelujah. So we'll be having our family time together. Amen. But there will still be a message on the line for you. I'll be listening in. I just won't be live speaking, but there will be a recorded message. Amen. God bless you. God keep you at this time. I'll call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen, and we'll release the pastor's blessing. Amen. Bernstein, God bless you. Go ahead. Amen. Bernstein. Cousin Brenda Gale and Cousin Brenda Gale and Cree Ruth Demay, go ahead.
God bless you. God keep you. You enjoy your family on next weekend. Our prayers will be with you. We love you and we thank God for you. God
Amen.
Be the glory.
God
Amen.
I love you. We love you too. Amen. Cousin Biden and Vera, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, God bless you and God keep you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, too, and your family. God keep you. Amen. God bless you. Go ahead. Mama Sharon Gordon, go ahead.
God bless you and bless your family the weekend of
Amen.
Easter. And stay under the
yes,
blood of Jesus. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, too. I love you. I thank God for you. Amen. Mama Carolyn, God bless you. Go ahead. Mama Carolyn, Mama.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, and I enjoyed the show today, and have a blessed weekend. Amen.
Amen. We too, God bless you. We love you so much, Cousin Marita. And I'm saying her line dropped already. Amen. So, Cousin Sean Denise, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you and keep you. We love you. Thank you for everything, and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Love you, Cousin Sean Denise. Amen. Jamel, God bless you. Go ahead. Jamel?
Oh, amen. I'm sorry. I can't even talk to you. Thank you for the prayer today.
Amen. 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 God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes. So God bless you. This is a reminder to myself. Above all things, seek God first. Amen. God bless you, family.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Be encouraged on today, knowing that God loves you and God is with you always and never leave you, no matter what you're going through. Don't give up on God, because God will not give up on you, no matter what your situation is, your circumstance, or what it looks like. Just stand in faith and know that God is always there with you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. Again, remember, family, there will be a pre-recording. I will be on the line. I just will not be speaking. Amen. But I will be on to receive the message as well. That's going to be pre-recorded for us. So be online. It'll probably be about 30 minutes. There will be prayer, and it's the word. So come and receive on Saturday, as I'll be listening as well. So the lines will be open up for you to be on. I just won't be speaking, okay? So God bless you all now. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. Amen. May you walk in the knowledge that you are a child of God, and that the blood of Jesus has redeemed you, amen, from the curse of the law, sin, and death. Amen. Hallelujah. Death does not have any control over you, neither does sin. Do not allow the prince of darkness to condemn you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you have been set free. You have been justified by Jesus Christ's blood, sanctified and set apart, made holy and honored as a part, hallelujah, of the bride of Christ. And then rejoice that your redemption is here and that Jesus is the Lord of your life. Come on, let's give God some praise. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. We believe and we receive. To God be the glory. Amen.
God be the glory.
Here's all past, home and last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say what?
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. One time. just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Singing shit.